The transportation group that runs the Golden Gate Bridge has been trying to figure out how to deal with a grim reality. People who go to the bridge to commit suicide are getting younger. One thing officials are trying is a new partnership with a national nonprofit called Crisis Text Line. It was announced at the end of August. The number of people under the age of 25 who jump or try to jump from the bridge is 5 times what it was in the year 2000. Stephanie Martin-Taylor of member station KQED has more.
Sitting next to the living room sofa, fully charged, is the cell phone that belonged to Kimberly Renee and Manuel Gamboa's son, Kyle.
We've kept it on, and I just think that his friends, it helps. Well, it helps us to heal, and I think it helps his friends to heal.
So they can see whenever one of Kyle's friends sends a text.
There's another one here that says, "Love you, brother. I really don't know what happened. I miss you. I wish you were here." And that was June 2nd.
It's been 3 years since the high school senior skipped school, drove to the Golden Gate Bridge, and jumped. And each time the bridge board holds a public meeting, the Gamboas show up to demand the board install a suicide net, a big, expensive project that keeps getting delayed. But at a recent meeting, the Gamboas learned of the bridge's new prevention strategy, the Crisis Text Line.
I'm all for it.
Kyle's dad, Manuel Gamboa, says it's not the ultimate solution, but
I do believe text messaging is a very big part of the young community.
So now there are signs on the bridge urging anyone considering suicide to text the number 741-741. In the dining room of her San Francisco apartment, Ellen Castor is answering texts to the hotline, which come in from all over the country. She's a volunteer with the suicide prevention network called Crisis Text Line.
Right now I have a texter who has struggled with drug addiction and has gone through phases of being clean and relapsing.
He tells Castor he feels suicidal. This is a code orange, which means her supervisor, a social worker, has now joined in to monitor the conversation. They'll call police if the suicide threats intensify. Castor says for many, texting these emotional conversations is easier.
It can feel very vulnerable, especially for the younger generation, to actually dial a real phone and talk to somebody. So there's something very impersonal about text that's very natural.
Thank you.
When a suicide threat is texted from the Golden Gate Bridge, the hotline counselors contact the Bridge Patrol. Captain Lisa Licati heads that team, which is constantly on the lookout for people who might be suicidal.
The ages here are just startling. 16, 22, 25.
Licati thumbs through a binder full of printed Facebook pages. These are people whose loved ones have called in, worried they might jump. What really bothers Licati is how many are just kids who don't have much perspective on life.
They got a bad grade in class, broke up with their boyfriend or girlfriend. There's a lot of bullying going on in the age group.
Licati says that can be devastating for young people.
You want to make the connection and convince this person that dying is not the right answer, at least today. Just give tomorrow a chance. It's very exhausting.
Back at the Gamboa's home, Kimberly Renee says she doesn't know whether her son Kyle would have reached out to the text line, but he was on his phone that morning.
His last contact, he put it on Facebook and he texted.
She hopes if Kyle's friends will reach out to a phone he hasn't answered in 3 years, maybe kids on the bridge will text for help and someone will answer. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Martin-Taylor in San Francisco.